Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day, from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Nick Punch. Father Nick is a member of the St. Thomas More Preaching Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching is entitled, Following Jesus with Our Lives.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke, chapter 11, verses 29 to 32. The crowds got even bigger, and Jesus addressed them. This is a wicked generation. It is asking for a sign. The only sign it will be given is the sign of Jonah. For just as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. On Judgment Day, the Queen of the South will rise up with the people of this generation and condemn them, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And there is something greater than Solomon here. On Judgment Day, the people of Nineveh will stand up with this generation and condemn it, because when Jonah preached, they repented. And there is something greater than Jonah here. The Gospel of the Lord. We all know that Jesus was not a boastful man. So when we hear him say, there is someone greater than Solomon here, there must be a better explanation. Jesus was popular with the people who flocked to hear him and to seek healing. But the Jewish religious leaders were determined to destroy him, even though he had much to give and teach them. He was a sign and was rejected. What sort of sign was he? Jonah was a sign that God wanted the people of Nineveh to repent. The Queen of Sheba was a sign that people needed to seek true wisdom. Jesus was a sign that God wanted a conversion of hearts, not artificial religion. But they thought fasting and Sabbath devotions were more important and attractive than being kind, generous, and forgiving people, the sort of sign that Jesus was. They rejected that sign that he presented so powerfully. I am afraid that our church today is doing the same thing. Clergy demanding honor rather than being humble servants. Churches becoming ostentatious buildings, rather than representing the place where Jesus is present as a servant leader. Jonah and the Queen of Sheba have something to teach us today. And I know we will find Pope Francis is the sign of what Jesus wants of us. Thanks for listening.